Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager Neil Baker. How you doing, Neil?
Yeah, not too bad, John, not too bad.
Tough place to come on a Tuesday night, especially with limited strikers, limited squad. How do you think it went?
Yeah, listen, it was, you know, obviously we didn't put any team news out today because, you know, we were coming down with one striker. Unfortunately, Manny had a work commitment. You know, he's a teacher and he had a parents' evening that he couldn't get out of. So there's nothing we could do on that. And obviously losing Ben at the weekend proved to be a huge blow because obviously we're floody injured as well. Left us with only the one fit striker.
Set up in a similar way to Kingsley, and obviously a bit of like 4-5-1 or 4-1-4-1.
Well, we said 4-5-1, 4-3-3. We wanted Dobbo and Warren to get closer to Perry tonight, and we were going to be a bit more positive. You know, I think you have to give credit to Weymouth; they're a very good side. We didn't keep the ball as well as we could have done the first sort of 10-15 minutes, and I think we had to thank Jack for a couple of saves to keep us in the game. But then I thought we played our way into it. You know, we kept the ball okay at times, and we limited them to not a great deal after probably the first 15-20 minutes. Went in at half time, you know, pretty happy because we were up against the wind, which consequently died down second half, which is often the case. And I don't think we came out second half, and I don't think we really stamped our authority on it. And you know, when you haven't got the physical presence up top, it was very difficult for Perry up against, you know, two, three giants at centre half. So.
And what did you make of the goal? Obviously, came right after the start of half time. Lad still a little bit in the change rooms. Was it soft goal?
We thought it was a foul. You know, I think there was a few people appealing for a foul on Guy. You know, there's so many bodies in the way you can't really see. The lads, they put the winger in on the left hand side, and he's just sort of pulled the ball back, and there's you know, their lad, and I think it was the winger, Calvin Brooks, who came ghosted in, and you know, I think Guy was with him as well, but I think there was a little push there. So obviously disappointing to concede. You know, we would have taken a 0-0 here. You know, we tried to have a bit of a go, but it didn't really happen. We pushed Dobbo up top. We were obviously limited with what we could do, what we had on the bench tonight. And, you know, it's a frustrating evening because, you know, we've come all this way and, you know, we've come away with nothing. And, you know, it's probably deserved on the night. You know, you've got to give credit to Weymouth. I thought they looked a very good side tonight. And, you know, we have to go again. You know, we've got three days rest and... or 2 days rest, and then we go again against Dunstable.
Yeah, how much credit would you give it for Weymouth coming out there and doing really well? They moved the ball quickly, they had a high tempo. It's a lot to ask, isn't it, after the travel and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long day, isn't it? You know, I think you know, someone like Matt Day, I think, was up at 4:30 this morning, and you know, probably won't get home till 1:30 this morning. And you know, we've got players that are doing that, and it's the same up and down the country. It's not just us. But when you come here, and you are limited with what you can do attacking wise, you know, you are sort of hoping that you can try and nick a 0-0. And listen, you know, I thought we worked hard. I thought we defended, you know, really well. You know, we didn't give up, and we kept ourselves in the game. And listen, you never know, get a free kick at the end. That's the whole idea, is staying in the game, and you might nick something at the end. And we probably didn't deserve to, you know, get a point in the end. But listen, you know, I've got full credit for the lads for the, you know, the effort and everything that they've done today.
Excellent. And bouncing back, hopefully better at Dunstable on Friday.
Yeah, listen, you know, as I said, you know, there's no discredit at all to the players tonight. You know, they've put in an absolute shift. You know, we've lost Dunny after 28, 29 minutes, unfortunately, to a medial knee ligament problem, which is you know, a huge blow again for us. You know, that's two big injuries in two games, and you know, obviously once the transfer window's done, which it is, you know, you are limited now. So yeah, really disappointed on that. That's a huge blow for us. But you know, we'll regroup. You know, we've got to go again on Friday, and you know, it won't be easy. You know, Weymouth went to Dunstable 6 weeks ago and lost 2-1. So you know, we have to be mindful of that and make sure that we're professional in everything we do and give them the respect that they deserve.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, Neil.
Cheers, John.